All right, all right, all right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Khoi Ainge Shachlech from the Intlakemch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Kwaishkana, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And we have a super special show coming up for you guys, and it's Listener Appreciation Week. And we're going to have a subject, and we're going to be talking about how we feel when we talk to our listener and our listeners. And it's going to be very special today. And just thank you for all our listeners out there all over the world. And may the 4th be with you. So this is the start of our show, and we're going to play you some Polyphia Ego Death featuring Steve Vai. And it's a pretty special song, so stay tuned, listen in, and enjoy our show. Here goes. right, we're back, brothers and sisters from all over the world. That was Polyphia Ego Death featuring Steve Vai. And we have on the line with us, we have Wegedesk, our brother. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent, Chief. Thank you so much for having me on the show again today. Thanks to all the listeners for tuning in and all the staff keeping the studio up and running.
Yeah, very beautiful. Let's get this show started right, and would you please lead us with some breaths?
Yes, brother. Let's do three really good deep breaths, everybody. Let's get ready for these by relaxing our body, our jaw, our neck, our shoulders, our belly, even our toes. Let's get really nice and relaxed. And on the count of three, let's fill our lungs up with so much good, beautiful air, and then just let it all go. And we'll do that three times, all right? Let's go. Three, two, one, inhale. All the way in. Fill those lungs up huge. And let it all go. And one more big one. All that beautiful air in us. And pure relief. Thank you.
Wow, that was awesome, man. Just always enjoy that oxygen hitting my brain and going through my body into my lungs. It's so beautiful, man. Thank you so much. Yeah, so we have a special show coming for everybody. It's a special one for Listener Appreciation Week. And our subject is on how we feel when we talk to our listener and listeners out there. And I'd like to get some input from you.
Mm-hmm. Well, first and foremost, I think it's really important to acknowledge the listeners as a witness. They witness the work that we're doing. And I know in the Indigenous culture, having witnesses is very important. Hmm. And I think that says a lot about the environment that we live in and how community and other people are so important and valuable. I don't think it's enough for us to evolve ourselves into spiritual purity out in the mountains or living out in the boonies. I think the Creator and the Great Spirit and all the gods really appreciate us when we all get together and work together so that we can create bigger and better things. And so I hope that all the listeners feel our love and appreciation for them as we share the knowledges that we've accumulated over our very colorful journeys. And without them listening, we'd just be a couple talking heads. And so I think that for me is what stands out the most out of all of that, is to really appreciate the listeners for their witness, as each one of us is a completely different input into the, you know, the overall consciousness, the universal consciousness, the global consciousness. And it's through our witnessing that we improve the future. I really do believe that.
Yeah, it's just a really heartwarming part for me. It's like therapy, like when I get to come up and I get to share and talk and learn from our regular co-hosts here and just share the experience with the listener out there, because it feels like whatever I'm gathering and learning through yourself and other co-hosts that we have, it's like I get to experience this really wonderful time of positivity, empowerment, and learning from your guys' experiences and aspects. And it's just so special, because then I feel connected to the listener, and it's just a beautiful, wonderful thing that we're able to experience here at CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. And and just like really thank you for all the experience that you bring to the show, and your enthusiasm, and just your ability to help us through our breaths and encourage us to, you know, follow through in our own power to fulfill our day and get ourselves ready for, you know, the extreme subjects that we sometimes bring to our show and talk about and learn about. It's just wonderful.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate the acknowledgement. And yeah, just thank you. I'm so grateful. I encourage everybody to keep the deep breath going even after the show's over. And especially, I heard right now there are a lot of planets in retrograde. There's a lot of wild stuff going on up in the celestial world that's causing a lot of discord and maybe frustration in people right now. So I really encourage people to make that choice to regulate their emotions in a good way with those deep breaths, because they're magic.
Yeah, it probably has to do with May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
I just always appreciate you coming and joining us and just filling us full of joy and encouragement. And looking forward to hearing from you again very soon and seeing you soon.
Bye for now, everybody. So, lots of love.
Yeah, lots of love to you, and bye for now.
Peace.
Yeah, peace out. All right, brothers and sisters, that was Wegedesk, our Mi'kmaq brother from the East, and just always special to connect with him and get some of those deep breaths in us and also learn some of his wisdom and words. So we're going to carry on with our show. We're going to get on and hopefully get a hold of Celia, the president of Minnetonka Pork Association, and also one of our other co-hosts, Salar. But first, we're going to listen to some Stone Jesus Porcelain. So let's have a listen to that. Enjoy, everyone. That was Stone Jesus Porcelain, our favorite band from Ukraine. And we just really appreciate their music and hope they're doing okay over there. And hopefully all that issue will go away soon. But for now, we have on the line, we have Salar and the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia. And how are you folks doing Hello. Today?
Thank you. Wonderful.
Hello. Hi to everybody.
Hello to everybody, yes.
Yeah, we have a special show today, and it's for our Listener Appreciation Week. And our subject is just on how we feel as we talk to our listener and listeners out there. And also our favorite subjects and episodes. So we'll start with you, Mr. Salar. How do you feel when you speak?
You know, I was thinking about this subject and about the thing that I really feel is like if you go somewhere, you see something good and something uplifting, you can't wait to come back and share that with your parents, with your brother and sister, and with your close friends. You know, this is my feeling when I have to say something, because this is in every human being. As soon as we see something positive and good, we want to share so that the other don't miss that. And also, if we have a bad experience, again, we want to share that everybody is aware, and we say, okay, it happened to me, but I don't want that to happen to my loved ones and also their loved ones. So it's like a wave. It goes all the way. And having said that, you know, I heard about a very, very nice short story yesterday, and I thought I will share it with you. There was a father and son. They are sitting. The father minded his own business. You know, he was very busy. He wanted to read and had a lot of things to manage. And the son was waiting for him and said, "Dad, you promised me that we are playing together." And he said, "Well, yes, but son, I don't have the time." And he said, "Well, you never have time, but finally you have to have the time to play with me too." And the father, while he was reading the newspaper, he saw a page of newspaper with a world map. Suddenly he had an idea. He teared the page of the newspaper with the map on it in a few small pieces and gave that to his son. And he said, "Look, this is a game that we are playing. You have to fix the map of the world." And then he thought, okay, now I have at least 45 minutes to 1 hour ready and can mind my own business. So the son took it and came after 10 minutes, and he said, "Well, Dad, I fixed it." And Dad looked at it and said, "Yes, this puzzle that it was in is everything together again." And he said, "How did you do that, you know? Did you have the whole mind in your, the whole map in your mind, or what was it?" He said, "No, I looked in the back of the page and I saw people. So I fixed the people and then the world was fixed by itself."
Wow.
So that's...
Love it.
That's awesome. That's a beautiful story. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're most welcome. And, yes, really, it's very uplifting, very nice, you know. And I think, yes, if we work, every of us work towards that, fixing each other, people and the world fixed, will be fixed and is to our benefits at all. So,
Wow, that's so beautiful.
Wow,
so insightful.
With you.
yeah, thank you so much. I really appreciate that story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so let's carry on with Celia. What about you?
Well, I want to add to what Salar was just sharing, because it's just a powerful reminder of the influence that each of us have in helping the world be a more beautiful place and that type of thing. So like every one of us, whether regardless of who we are, we're influencing, we're either helping or hurting in the world. Whether we're even doing nothing, it can have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that. And for me, the listeners, coming back to the listeners too, I'd like to say that for people to take time now, time is so, there's so many things around to get people's attention, like the news, the 24-hour news cycle and this and that. Like, there's no shortage of things for people to pay attention to. And listening is a really beautiful skill and ability and commitment. And so when people are listening to our show, I just want to share now the amount of appreciation and gratitude I have that they're taking time to listen, and hoping that what we offer in terms of what you were saying, Ange, about the positive, we can tackle hard subjects too, but doing it with this larger framework of love and care for each other and the world. And I'm hoping that although we all have different perspectives at times, or we bring in a variety of perspectives, that ultimately we're weaving that human theme of, there's a human sameness theme too that is in all of us, regardless of, like, there's going to be aspects of themes that will be the same across the board as well. So mm-hmm. there's differences and similarities too in the human experience. And I, the opportunity to be able to do this and play a part in offering something up that might be helpful for our listeners as well as such a beautiful blessing.
That's so awesome, insightful, and
nice.
You've hit a lot of nails on that one.